All right, Spirit Huffman. You came back. Yeah! Come out of her. Pack your load. Pack your load and get out of God's house. Get out. Keep your eyes. Keep your eyes. Get out. Stay. Get out. Get out. You're never to return. Never ever to return. Go to Joseph. Get out. For the blood of Jesus catches you. The blood of Jesus sets her free. The blood of Jesus sets her free. We have no more legal claim, no right in her. Get out! Get out! Out in Jesus' name. Get out of her! Get out of her! Get out of her! Get out! Out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. For the blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus against you. Pack your load, 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 pack your load. Get out, out, out in Jesus' name. Ever-reigning spirit, get out, out in Jesus' name, out in Jesus' name.
No!
Yes! You don't have no legal right. You don't have no legal right. But the blood of Jesus destroys your right. The blood of Jesus destroys your right. Get out of her now.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah! Out! Out!
Thank you, Jesus.
She is mine! No, she's not. No, she's not.
Thank you, Jesus.
The blood of the fire. Holy Ghost fire.
Thank you, Jesus.
Burn it.
Jesus.
Every spirit that is not of you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Every spirit that is not of you. Set
them
ablaze.
Thank you, Jesus.
Set them ablaze.
She cannot go.
Set them ablaze.
Glory to God.
No.
God.
Glory to God.
No. Fire. Holy Ghost fire.
No.
Holy Ghost fire.
No.
Holy Ghost fire.
Glory
to God. Burn.
She cannot go.
Burn. Burn. Tear up your feet. Be free. In the name of Jesus. Your mind, your will is free, your emotions
is
free, your body is free, spirit is restored. The only way you
can serve is in
Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, in the spirit realm, I take a sip of cup. I cut and detach it, sure. That ungodly cup, I dodge in witchcraft. I detach it, sure. Marriage, that evil spirit, wife, that evil spirit, husband. All those evil spirits, children, every relationship in the spirit realm that my heavenly Father did not commit her to, I disconnect her because the blood of Jesus disconnected her. Even in the center realm, every relationship my Father did not commit her to, I also disconnect her from those relationships because the blood of Jesus disconnects her and sets her totally free in Jesus' name. Be free, Cheryl, in your mind, in your will. In your emotions, in your body, sir.
Blood of Jesus.
Father, feel sure of the
blood of Jesus.
Fill her, Father, blood with your spirit. Fill her mind with your spirit. Fill her will with your spirit. Fill her emotion with your spirit. Fill her body with your spirit. Fill her dreams, her vision, her business, no fair. Your spirit, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Cheryl,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You're free, Cheryl.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You're free, Cheryl.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That's it.
Thank you, Lord.
That's it. My mind is free. My will is free. My emotions are free. And my body. Also, Father, my dreams are free. My visions are free. My circumstances are free. I'm just totally free to serve and worship you. Now, Cheryl, when you committed that sexual act, did you commit it on your own being? You have to get rid of that being. It's defiled. Demons are attached to it. So every time you lay in that bed, demon who may rack aside you, taking this little ugly finger, putting it on your head, and that's what you might be dreaming of, those evil dreams, those tormented dreams. So you have to get rid of it. It's defiled, therefore. If you committed sexual sin on your own bed, you still got that bed in your house or the couch, you have to get rid of it. It's defiled. You know, years ago, my family had to move north, and my cousin made us welcome. So my husband and I slept in this little room on a twin-size mattress for weeks. So my cousin, his wife, offered us one night to sleep in their bed. And we said, oh, yes, because we just knew we could just stretch out. Well, when I went to bed, sleep in that bed, therefore, this is no lie, it was like I was fighting all night long, wrestling with something all night long. All night long. And my spirit was wrestling, but my body was trying to sleep. But I remember saying, what is going on here? What is wrong with this bed? But it was really felt like I was wrestling, and just wrestling all night and getting no sleep. So the next morning we got up, I went to my cousin and his wife, and I said, I opened my mouth and all of a sudden these words came out. Did somebody die on that bed? And the wife was shocked. I was shocked too, because I didn't know what the Lord was going to bring out my mouth. But the Lord wanted me to know why I couldn't. I was wrestling and who I was wrestling with. I said, did someone die on this bed? She said, yeah. I said, who? So I happened to know the guy. He was not a Christian. Matter of fact, him and her never married. They was living together. I said, Why do you still have this bed? Well, I got it to remind me of him. Now, she's married. I got it to remind me of him. I said, well, you need to get rid of that bed. Mm-hmm. See, that spirit of death was on that bed, and that's what I was wrestling with. So, if you commit a sexual sin, you still have that bed. Or you commit it on the couch, still got that couch. You need to get rid of, because those demon spirits are right there. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why you be tormented so terribly. And they out of you now. The Lord let you hear them talk to you. Did you hear that? Mm-hmm. They out. You hear me, sure? They're not there anymore. Remember what Jesus did for the demoniac of Gadara? He delivered you. They out. He cast them out. You're free. So he said, go, my daughter. Sin no more. It's the worst thing. So you praise him. And I thank you for your openness to come, to be set totally free. Now just think, if you were to leave those spirits and say, oh, sure, you're okay, you're repenting, you're sinning no more. Did you hear what came out of you?
Yes.
Now, dear heart, the Lord let us hear what come out of her. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to let you hear what comes out of you. So you don't compare your deliverance
that's
or
right.
her
deliverance. That's right.
That's the way. Either way, anything that's in you that's not of him, it's coming out. Whether you hear it or not. But there's a reason why he wanted Cheryl to hear, and there's a reason why he wanted you all to hear. Because the devil told Cheryl, well, didn't you repent and you sin no more yet? Well, you okay? And just think she would have received that. You hear those devils, right? They've been at ease in her. And devils in you, their tendency is to kill, steal, and to destroy. Mm-hmm. But you are free.
Amen. Praise
God. Praise his holy name.
Glory to God.
Amen.